Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in Ephesians chapter 5. We are forgiven in Christ, and all because of what God has done for Christ in us. Leads us to a very specific way of life. It's summed up in two verses that introduce chapter 5 to us. Here's what he says. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. It's no longer the sovereign self. It's the sovereign God who fills our heart and our mind and the joy of our life. We want to imitate our God. Now, how do we know who is our God? One, the very testimony of God is in you by creation. He made you in his image. Number two, the testimony of God has been revealed to us in his word, that we can know God never exhaustively but accurately from his word, out of a relationship with Christ, who when he came in his humanity manifested the perfections of the Godhead to us. So we've got the word incarnate, and we've got the word inscripturated. We not only have the word embedded in us by virtue of creation, being made in the image of God, we've got the word revealed to us in his word. And it's the word of God inscripturated that tells us of the word of God incarnate, that is Jesus Christ. By God's Spirit, with God's word, we set our eyes on Jesus in order to follow him, in order to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. Now, if we are imitators of God as revealed to us in Jesus Christ, who has saved us from the power of sin and the penalty of sin, and has now set us free to eradicate the practice of sin, as we imitate God and grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, as we walk in love, that is, the love of Christ constrains us, and we love one another in Christ, and we love those who don't love Christ with the love of Christ. What does that look like? Well, here's what he says. First of all, you're going to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. You're going to walk as Christ loved you. Secondly, you're going to have a sacrificial way of life. You love Christ because he loved you. And what did the text say? Gave himself up for us. So we give ourselves up for Christ. We have been bought with a price. We are not our own. We belong to Christ. So our lives are in Christ and for Christ. And it doesn't stop there. That sacrificial life is then for one another. And by the way, it doesn't stop there. That sacrificial life is for the lost. We give ourselves that they might know him who loves sinners, the one who is a friend to sinners but no friend to sin, the one who sets you free from sin with his victorious atoning death and resurrection, and the one whom they need to hear him from us. So we give ourselves up to Christ, to one another, and to the loss. And what is that? He says it's a fragrant offering. That means an offering that is pleasurable to the senses of our glorious triune God. It rises into the throne room. That's why all that incense in the Old Testament, to tell us that worship is to be a fragrance unto the Lord. Now, that's a fragrant offering when we gather for worship, certainly. But when our lives are lived, our lives are worship statements. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service of worship to the Lord. And when you fix your eyes on Jesus, seek to grow in grace and be like your God as revealed in Christ through his word and by his spirit, and then you love as he loved us sacrificially, and when you do that, that rises up as a fragrant offering to the Lord, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. So why do we lay our life down for one another? Why do we lay our life down for the lost? We do it out of worship to the Lord, who gave his Son, who gave himself up for us to satisfy God's holiness and to save us by his grace. Walk as those who are beloved children. You don't walk to get God to love you. You walk sacrificially, worshipfully, daily, because he loves you. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.